When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Great future. We're talking real money.
Real money. Do you like money? Yeah, you do. Come on, most of you do. Every once in a while, somebody says, "I don't care about money. No, it doesn't matter to me." But wave a big fat check in front of them, and they'll go, "Oh, okay, I like that money. That's good. I'll take that one." Yeah, we like money because money is the ways to the means.
There you go. Back going way back to 1988.
I did a show called The Ways and Means Committee because money is the way to the means.
That's
how you get there. Or the means to the way.
I got to think that one through a little bit, but okay, sure, why not?
I'm just going to flip it around. I'm Don McDonald. Right over there, 3,000 miles away, but staring at me nonetheless, is Tom Cock. You are wherever you are. We don't know until you call us. And you can do that by calling us at 855-935-TALK. 855-935-8255. Today, we're going to talk about the world's most loathed investment. It's hated. It's despised. Why did anyone ever invent them? What are we
talking
about?
Equity index annuities?
Yeah, okay, that's one.
Non-traded REITs?
No, well, that's another one. No, this one is more generally hated. This is more generally hated right now than any of those things even, and those things are despicable. This thing that is not as despicable is called a bond.
Yeah, and
of human bondage.
Let's just put it out there. They get a bad rap right now. They get a because a couple years you haven't made money. In fact, this article even says they've lost a third of their value over 3 years. Baloney.
This is well,
if you had long term bonds, yes.
But you see, people conflate that. They think that all bonds have taken a beating, and all bonds have gone down in value a little.
I just looked because I use DFIGX as a proxy. That's Dimensional's Intermediate Term Government Bond Fund.
Yeah, yeah.
Which has lost 3.2% year to date, and over the last 3 years is down 16%. Now these people in this article
is actually pretty terrible when you think about it.
They lose a lot of money just like stocks.
Okay, when stocks go down, do they go down 16% or do they go down 50%?
50. I'm going to go with 50.
They don't go down 16, so there's no equivalent. A stock, by the way, as you may know, is an investment in a company, an equity position. A bond is an IOU. There's a guaranteed nature to it that's completely different type of
security. Wait a minute, what was your total return on the DFA?
DFIGX, 16, a loss of 16% over the last 3 years.
You would have been better off with BND.
I'm trying to think that through. I guess that'd be a little longer, a little more general. Maybe the government's took a little more of a beating.
I don't know, but BND, 3 years, negative 3.5. You should use BND.
It doesn't sound right.
I'm looking at it right on Morningstar,
You're making it up right here.
I mean,
so BND
it's impossible
the total
because
bond.
Yeah, because 2022 was a loss of 13.
Okay, which is the bad year for all the bond funds,
right. And then this year so far, they're down 3, and 21, they were down 2. Let me look at the DFA.
I went back and did 3 full years plus the first few months of this year.
I'm doing 3 full years. DFI, GX.
That would be 21, 22, 23, and then part of 2024.
Right, I'm pulling it up on Morningstar because you may have a different source. So we're going to do...
No, I use Morningstar.
Did you? Then you better.
We're missing the story, the big picture.
You better switch. No. Okay. 3 year, 3 year, according to Morningstar, 3 year negative 4.
Wow. Okay. But that doesn't take in all of 2021. That's what I was saying.
No, no, no. It's 21, 22, 22, 23. Years, and the last 36 months.
Okay. I added in three more months or four more, whatever this year was.
That still wouldn't have been enough to get you to 16.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems odd. Okay.
Yeah, your math is wrong. I'm sorry.
It's not my math. It's their math.
Who gave it to you? DFA?
No, I went to Morningstar. Got it myself. DFIGX.
I'm looking at DFIGX.
Oh, you're looking at at Morningstar. Well,
yes.
I'm trying to figure that out now. I didn't do it early today.
They do it almost exactly the same.
That is so weird. I wonder how I come up with the difference.
I'm telling you, the time has come, Tom, for you to get more than 4 hours sleep.
Now you're going to make me go back and look and figure this out.
All right, so when we come back, we are going to talk about
the
bonds.
The great debate.
And why you need them in your portfolio. And then we're going to talk to people on the phone, like you, at 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. Do not go anywhere because this just gets better.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
In medicine, a second opinion might save your life. With investing, a second opinion might save your future. The trick is getting one without a high-pressure sales pitch. Well, I'm Don McDonald, and if you've been listening to Talking Real Money, you know that our goal is to help everyone create a brighter future by investing and managing money better. That's why, in addition to helping everyone on our show and podcast, we are also committed to making our 100% fiduciary advisors at Appella available to help everyone make the best financial decisions based on science. So if you're being pitched a financial product or a system, make sure you get a second opinion with no cost, no obligation, and no annoying sales pitch by going to talkingrealmoney.com or call 800-386-3004. That's 800-386-3004 or talkingrealmoney.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
I figured it out. 855-935-TALK is our number. Tom figured it out, actually. We're comparing apples and oranges. He was talking about the drop in the value of the fund.
That's right.
And
over the 3+ years.
Yeah. DFIGX over.
It's a little over 16% in those 3 years.
DFIGX lost 15% over from January 1, 2021. Through Friday, the 26th of April.
What you were talking about was average annual return. Yeah, that's a difference.
So, and then when you compare that with Vanguard's long-term bond ETF, Vanguard's long-term bond ETF lost twice as much.
Yeah, this is what we're trying to get to the crux of the matter because, again, and I'm picking on Jason a little bit here because this is a little sensational opening line he's got. He lost a third of your money in 3 years. That sounds really bad. But you shouldn't have it in long-term bonds anyway, but people do because guess what? They looked up and saw, wait, I can make some money now on bonds. I'll take circle the highest amount, which even though it's very close to the shortest bonds now in terms of rates, they still took it and they got crushed as can happen.
And
short and intermediate.
By the way, just to blow our own horn, Tom and I have been teaching people about our sensible way of investing now for a long time, 30 plus years. And we have said consistently over that entire time, there should be no long-term bonds in your portfolio. They serve no purpose. You should never invest in something that has a higher risk than the expected reward. Yes, for more risk, but if you can't expect a bigger reward for that risk, and look at a 30-year bond right now, 4.5%. Are you getting, you got huge risk, but the same return as a 1 year.
Or a T-bill. What are you getting? It's crazy right now what you're getting on the very short-term debt. Yeah, this is fascinating, and people piled in, as I said. In 2023, people poured $54 billion into mutual funds and exchange-traded funds specializing in long-term U.S. government debt. People are complaining that bond funds are, what did this one guy say? They can't believe they're legal. I think he said something like that.
You know, and you're whining because you made a bad bet.
Yeah.
You did.
And that's exactly what it was.
You made a bad bet. Quit betting on the market. Oh, I know more than the market. I'm smarter than the market. No, you're not. No, you're not. Nobody is. Not even the market is smarter than the market. Not even the people in the market are smarter than the market.
Yeah, can bet on the future of interest rates, because how many times have they said, here's what we're going to do? We might do that. Well, we might not do that. So short and intermediate term duration, high quality, and quit reaching for yield.
And
that's the issue.
They exist. They exist to reduce volatility, not to eliminate it completely, to reduce it. And that they have done very effectively. 855-935-TALK is our phone number. And Brian, you're up. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. This is a little bit unusual, but I'm calling for my brother. He's retired law enforcement in 2004. He's 73 years old. He's requested to have his 401k and 457 account funds be sent to him, but he was told by this company, I don't know if you want me to mention the name.
Yeah, I don't care. We don't care. It's you got First Amendment stuff going on.
Mission Square.
What is it?
Mission Square is what it's called. Mission Square.
Mission Square. Okay, I don't know them, but okay.
Yeah. Anyhow, he's having trouble getting his money back, and he's gone through the city that he worked for as a police officer, HR person, April 9th.
Uh-huh.
So my question is, if the city's not helping him, he's not, Mission Square is refusing to give him his 401k and 457. Is there a government agency or like the attorney general? Or who do you complain to get things done?
Well, that's a Department of Labor kind of situation.
Well, the 401 would be 457 is not ERISA, though.
No, the 457. But he said part of it was.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the Department of Labor regulates 401s.
Say again, please?
The Department of U.S. Department of Labor regulates 401ks.
Okay.
That'd be a place to start.
They do have complaint lines.
So wait, I'm just trying to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying, Brian, is that the plan sent him the money. He then forwarded that to
he's trying to get he's trying to redeem his funds.
Got it. He's trying to get the money out of the plan that is run by Mission Square. Am I hearing it right now?
Yeah. And they tell him that they can't because he's still working. Now, he's 73 years old and retired in 2004. Obviously, he's not in law enforcement anymore. He's not working for that city.
Mm-hmm.
So he should be able to get his funds.
Actually, I have a better idea. I think this might work. What's he going to do with the money once he gets it? Where's he going to take it?
He's got some bills to pay. He's got some outstanding
He needs the cash.
Oh, well, then don't. Okay, here's what you do. Open an IRA at Schwab or Fidelity or any of the big brokerage firms, okay?
That's smart.
Open an IRA, give them all the account information, and ask them to transfer that account to them.
Yeah, that's what I did tell him, because he has an account at Vanguard.
Then great. Have them open an IRA with them. Have them go to the custodian. Vanguard knows how to get it. They know how to get it.
Okay. All right, I'll suggest that to him again.
Okay.
I have another idea.
Tom has another idea.
I do, yeah. What about some of his old colleagues, and they just go down there and try and ask him for
it,
not so
politely? I knew it was going to be a smart-ass idea. I just knew it. I knew it was not going to be a real idea.
His old colleagues have passed away.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Sorry for that.
A bunch of old ex-cops show up at the door. They're going to go, you know, I'm not paying
We're not taking you guys seriously. Yeah. I would take them seriously, because I'm a big wimp.
No, get it transferred. It'll happen. It will happen.
Okay.
They'll make it happen.
All right.
You don't. They know. Vanguard knows how to get in touch with the Department of Labor should they drag their feet.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good luck. Thanks for the call. 855-935-TALK is our.
That's
phone
a weird. I don't think I've ever heard
custodians do not like to let go.
I know, but he's 70 something years old and he won't. Are you still working?
I mean,
really?
Yeah. It's
wow. That's odd.
He's been retired for 20 years.
There's something there.
20 years he's been retired. And they won't give him the money. Yeah, very confusing. Strange. All right. Yeah. Let's see. Evan, you're up next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Yeah, what I'm trying to understand is I listened to you guys for a number of years, and I don't understand what your tie-in is with Appella Wealth Management. How that
Oh, well, we, Tom and I together, Tom and I in 2009 started a firm called Vestory, an investment advisory business that we've been very upfront about owning. And several years ago, a company out of Connecticut, several companies, I got to tell you, companies all over the country contacted us to merge with us.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
And Appella just happened to think the same way we did. They had the same standards that we had. They agreed with what we were doing. They loved our podcast, and they wanted to be associated with it, so we merged with them.
We are now partners in that business as well.
Yes, and we own a tiny little piece of Appella, both Tom and I. There's nothing we're trying to hide from anybody. We own a piece of it. Appella is a registered investment advisor. If someone opens an account with Appella and is a client of our firms, the company collects a fee, although we do help people for free. And do you have any other questions, Evan? Hang on just a second. I'll let you ask another one after we take a break. We'll be right back.
Tom and Don are talking real money. For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Again, our phone number, easy. Call us Saturdays, 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. Evan in Bellevue has some questions about how we are connected with our parent firm, Appella Wealth. You had another question, Evan?
Well, and then I did contact Appella, and Tom Cook responded. I guess he's a regional director.
He's the guy you're talking to right now.
That would be me.
That's him right over there.
Yeah. Oh, Tom, okay.
You're close. Okay. It's Tom Cock, by the way, but that's okay. No one's ever messed that up in the past. That's kind of shocking.
Oh, yeah, right. No one ever has messed your name up. Yeah. Uh-huh. Anyway, go ahead, Evan.
So I guess, like I said, then I've contacted you through email, and you will refer me to a local advisor, I guess. Is that how it's going to work?
Well, okay, yes. I run the office here, so it's not like I'm going to send you to Joe in wherever, whatever.
No,
so
it'll be one of his Joes or Jills in the office.
Exactly. So we're right here all together in our office in Bellevue.
They're just down the street from you, apparently.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I understand what's going on. Thank you for your information. No.
And one of the reasons we merged with Appella was we're practicing what we preach. We diversified our portfolio because both of the lion's share of both of our wealth was in our firm. And as we get older, you want to diversify. It's really important. We practice what we preach. Evan, thanks so much for the call. We really appreciate you.
Yeah.
Thanks for
listening.
All right. You guys have a good day.
You too, sir.
Take care.
Well, no, we'll tell you everything. We hide
a little too much.
We literally hide nothing. Yeah. In fact, both of our spouses are a little like, please hide more.
Yeah, I'm a little tired of running into people that say, you're really taking like 4 vacations this year? I go, no, I'm not. Yes, you are. Yeah. And they run through them. I'm like,
I know. Seriously, one woman, and you went, oh my gosh, I did take 4 vacations.
She was a listener. Wow. She knew all the.
Well, speaking of vacations this year.
Yeah.
You're going to Africa.
I am. Yeah.
Yeah. It'll take a lot to take me away from you. It's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do.
Ever do. Yeah. We've been reading and watching documentaries about the Masai Mara. That's the region in Africa.
Why bother going? You can watch the
documentaries. Actually, this place, because we bought a camera that cost more than my first car. That's why we got to go.
Did you get a Hasselblad or something?
I don't know.
Anyway.
With the price we paid, I thought they'd take the pictures for us, but apparently not. So.
I decided instead of just taking a vacation, that instead I would drive across America promoting the Talking Real Money podcast. And now the Talking Real Money podcast road trip. That's what it's called, Talking Real Money Road Trip.
It is.
Is up on TalkingRealMoney.com. It's the number one thing right on the page. Can't miss it. I've got the itinerary, the cities I will be stopping in, Debbie and I will be stopping in the Airstream, listed on the website.
I'm going to come meet you in beautiful Madison, Wisconsin.
Are you really going to do that?
I think so. I looked at it. It's going to be easy. Boom.
Well, one of the now, what's the reason? Possibly, we might have a firm. Is that one of the things?
There, we may have a firm that we're bringing into the fold. Yes, but even if we don't, we get so many calls from the Upper Midwest.
Yeah, we do have a lot of listeners for some reason in Wisconsin.
I know we do. So we're going to go there and meet them.
Yep. So I don't have the itinerary for west of the Mississippi yet.
Yeah, well, there's a reason why, because I don't know you're going to make it west of the Mississippi.
Right, exactly. So if we make it to the Mississippi, then we'll put that up. No.
See what happens.
We're going to go tentatively, then we're going to go through Minnesota, South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, little sliver of Idaho.
That's all you get.
That's all you get up there at the top. Yeah. And then into the great state of Washington.
Well, that's true. People could come and visit you in Chelan, Washington, where we'll be in early August.
We're both going to be in Chelan.
I know. Well, they can't visit me because I'm behind a gate and there's all kinds of, it's just impossible.
Well, they can't visit me, maybe. Or the farmer might chase
that's
them
true.
Off.
You're staying like on a working farm
or something. I'm staying in the Airstream on a working farm in
Chelan,
Washington.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, when we get there, there's supposed to be a box of fresh farm-grown vegetables sitting in our
maybe
space.
That's what you can, because you're responsible for serving the whole crew one night.
Yeah, so we're having a rutabaga salad.
Salad. Hopefully there's a Chick-fil-A down the road or something, I guess.
So go check it out, talkingrealmoney.com. Follow the road trip with me this summer. The month of July, I will be on the road, hopefully meeting with a few of you along the way.
Tom and Don are talking real money. Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
We're still here. You're still there. Good. What a coincidence. We're here to try and help you manage your money better than before. At 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. I'm Don. That's Tom. We have lots of questions that come into the show. They come in from our website, talkingrealmoney.com. Some are written, some are spoken. The spoken ones I answer on the Friday podcast. The written ones Tom brings to an occasional show.
Yeah, and speaking of the website, I was just looking at your wonderful trip here that you're doing across the country, starting your journey in Asheville, North Carolina, going all the way to Minneapolis on the July 21st. And then I noticed below the 1897 map.
Yeah,
I
picked an 1897 map.
And so was that the last time you made this trip, or I couldn't figure out why
if you notice all the red lines on that map, look at how many railroads there were. And that was just 20 years after the 30 years after the Transcontinental Railroad. Look at how many railroads. Yeah. But no real roads. No, they're railroads, but no real roads.
Well, there were roads, but they weren't like paved formal.
There weren't any cars going cross country on them.
No.
In 1897.
No, there weren't. So, okay, so this is the part where I ask you questions. Is that what we're getting at here?
No, I just wanted to let everybody know they could send them in because we're going to go to Puyallup instead. You know where that is, right?
I'd rather do that than, yeah, I do.
Okay, well.
We have someone who just bought a house down there.
Kathleen is in Puyallup and here for us. Hi, Kathleen. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hi there. Thank you very much for taking my call. I would like to say, first of all, you guys are the first financial advisors, the previous ones are in air quotes, that have consistently made us money in retirement, and we so, so appreciate that. My question today is, why do you guys consider annuities not a good retirement tool? I know you've talked about it before, but if you could just review that.
Sure.
There's another man on this application who talks about annuities a lot and says, oh, they're great. You know, there's their income retirement and there are no volatility and stuff. So that makes it seem really attractive, especially to older people. So if you could explain the annuities aren't such a great deal thing, I'd really appreciate it.
Go ahead.
Yes, we can. Oh, you want me to go first?
I want you to go first. I'm always the one. I am always the one slamming annuities. It's never,
I've got the haters
ever
out there.
You.
Yeah. Okay. I'll
so
go first.
You get to
here's
do it
why,
this time.
Here's why I don't like annuities. Number one, the conflict of interest in getting you an annuity is, I think, a problem. The commissions paid. In other words, the fact that somebody comes in, sits down, And the options are, because many firms are registered this way, either putting you into a low-cost portfolio, creating income that way, or giving you a product, selling you, pardon me, a product that is going to do something kind of similar and making a lot of money of that. So it creates conflict. Number two, lack of liquidity. Once you give that money off to the insurance company, it is no longer yours if something else comes up where you need it.
Depends on what kind of an annuity we're talking about, though, too.
That's true. But in a general sense, that's the case. Number three, and this is the part that I hate the most, it's the trade-off. You're giving them the money. They're giving you some of your money back. Well, Don can talk about the promises that are made with various types of annuities. But the issue is the trade-off is just too high. The amount of either market return you give up, the amount you pay to others is too great for what the return is. That's in the big picture. That's why I don't like the product. Don, is that strong enough?
You know. Not really.
I didn't think so.
I just truly. And you can find this just doing research on annuities. The thing is that most of the annuities that are sold by financial advisors, particularly those on the radio, are not the kind Tom's talking about, the immediate annuity. They're not the fixed income annuity. They're not even the variable annuity.
Isn't sold anymore.
They're selling these indexed annuities, these equity indexed annuities, because they're the latest hot story. They're a hot story because they're a lie. The way they are sold should be illegal, because what they tell people is you can get the returns of the stock market with none of the risk of the stock market. And I don't know why people fall for it, because they think, well, they must know what they're talking about. They can't lie on the radio, can they? Yes, they can lie on the radio. I hate these people.
Well, and so that's the big picture. For, I mean, we could go into a lot more of the details. It would depend on the type, as Don said, of the product. But here's the other thing.
Is there somebody
frankly,
on our
Kathleen,
station selling annuities?
I don't know that. Listen. But anyway, here's the thing.
I'm in Florida.
For people that want, you could do that. You could give all your money to the insurance company. They give you something back. Okay. And you pay a lot for that. Or if you hire a registered investment advisor, creates an annuity, right? Because they're creating a regular income. You get it cheaper. It stays liquid. And they don't have this conflict between trying to sell you something. That's why I prefer the latter.
Yeah. I mean, can you use them once in a while? Sure. Once in a while, they serve a purpose. A blanket approval of them? Absolutely not. Thanks for the call.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Do you suffer from hodgepodgeitis? I'm Don McDonald, and hodgepodgeitis is a disease of your investment portfolio whose symptoms include lots of stocks, loads of random loaded mutual funds, and maybe an annuity or two. Most who suffer from hodgepodgeitis dread opening their quarterly portfolio statements. They feel lost and confused. Investing seems overwhelming and the financial future uncertain. If you believe you suffer from hodgepodgeitis, see a 100% fiduciary investment advisor immediately. A proper diagnosis is the first step to creating a portfolio with a purpose based on a personal plan. Start on the road to recovery now by scheduling a free meeting with an Appella advisor at TalkingRealMoney.com. There is no cost, obligation, or high-pressure sales pitch. Take the first step at TalkingRealMoney.com or call 800-386-3004. Hodgepodgeitis is not a real disease, but treating it has been shown to improve mood, reduce fear, and even lead to a brighter financial future. Results may vary.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
You know, Tom, you know how when you go across the radio dial when you're driving and you kind of go from station to station that you have buttons for your talk radio stations?
I remember the buttons,
Your news and talk stations and all those things.
Sure.
I figured out what Kathleen's doing. She's switching from Northwest News Radio over to that other big talk station. That's on the FM dial.
Guys on there.
That's on the FM dial. I'm looking at their Saturday schedule. Have you listened on a Saturday morning?
Not in a long time, no.
Oh, my gosh. It's guys selling annuities.
How many guys?
Really, it should be called that's what it should be called. From pretty much 7 a.m. on Saturday through 1 p.m. on Saturday.
Well, there's a lot of annuities to be sold.
This. I mean, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different money shows.
No.
All of them. One of them, the guy pretends to be a professor, like he's an educator.
The money professor?
How'd you know?
Oh, it's just a guess.
Do you know, he says he's just a financial educator, but I checked.
That's it.
I checked on the Washington State Department of Insurance.
Yeah.
He's licensed to sell insurance only.
And it's, he's up north, I believe.
He's an Anacortes.
Like Anacortes. Yeah. Okay. Thought so. Yeah. I know him.
And you look at these guys and you go, not a one of them is always acting as a fiduciary. Not one. It's so sad. The state of, and by the way, we buy our time. We pay for ads in our show.
Yep.
We pay for the ads in our show. That's how we're on Northwest News Radio. Okay. That's why they say that thing at the beginning.
By the way, I will go out and say it shouldn't be that way.
I agree. I used to be a regular old guy.
Independent advice.
But we
used to be on radio and television and got paid to be on
that. Yeah, both of us did. And you can't, these days, you cannot get a financial show on the radio unless you make some sort of a deal with the stations to give them money. That's the way it works.
That's it.
Yep. It's reality. Now, we worked a very good deal because Northwest News Radio wants credible shows. I give them that. They are, you know, under their program managers and general management, they have wanted quality shows, not just infomercials. But apparently that other station has no such scruples.
Doesn't matter.
I'm looking
you got
at
the money?
Look at, go, 7 a.m., Tom. One morning.
I will look.
Start listening from 7.
Oh, I can't take that many annuity sales, folks. That'd be too much.
To noon. You can't listen from noon to 1 because it's Know Your Risk Radio is up against us.
You know them. Yeah. Right. Yeah, sure. Yeah. The
and
bond
that's
alternative.
Indexed annuity people again.
Yes,
or
it
wait
is.
A minute. Mm-hmm. Or is that the
that's indexed annuities.
Or because somebody does the insurance policies.
That's it. The guy who is Know Your Risk Radio is indexed annuities, yes. So
yeah. Oh. Yeah, no, I'm looking at their schedule. It says 7 a.m., there's this one, a Sound Path Through Retirement, then The Money Professor, then Growing Your Wealth, then Sound Path, then Elevate Retirement, and then Know Your Risk Radio.
Crazy.
I don't know who Dr. Yardley is, but he's next.
Yeah, he's a medical.
He's a health kind of guy.
He's a Chiro kind of thing, yeah.
There you go.
Anyway.
Do you have questions for us?
Yeah, I do. This gets back to a question. Actually, the timing could not be a whole lot better on this question.
We think that way.
I know, because it comes from Anonymous in Summerfield, North Carolina.
Did they actually call themselves Anonymous?
They did, but they give us their address. You could go look it up, maybe. I don't know. It seems kind of odd. Okay, anyway.
Thank you for the question. Summerfield, I'm going to see where it is on my route.
There you go. By the way, on your route, you need to take this off the website. I forgot to tell you. You have the last stop being Tom's RV park.
I do.
If my neighbors see that, I am sure some violation thereof will be in trouble. Anyway.
It's a joke.
Tom's RV. I know. Well,
it's a joke.
All right. Let's see. Question from Anonymous. What are your thoughts on the recent Department of Labor rule defining who is an investment advice fiduciary for purposes of employee retirement income Security Act or ERISA?
I couldn't be happier, personally.
We spend more time on our upcoming past podcast. I never know when they air, but
it's upcoming.
Okay, so you'll get more about
we're thrilled because one of the things that it precludes in an IRA, I mean, it pretty much absolutely precludes the sale of an annuity in a retirement plan.
The insurance agents
are furious with this rule. I mean, one insurance industry group actually said insurance agents are regulated by the states. They must act in their clients' best interests.
Big joke.
Big old spit take here. You
that's
guys.
Baloney.
I mean,
okay, but let's go back and talk about what the rule is.
What is the rule?
It comes from. Well, the rule is that when it comes to these assets and these plans, you have to put the client's interest first.
No,
you don't have to do that today.
No, you can't even have a conflict that isn't disclosed. It must be fully disclosed.
True.
If there's a high commission, if there are hidden fees, if there is a more appropriate product, and by the way, there is never not a more appropriate product than an annuity in a retirement plan. Never. There's always a more, in other words, there's always a more appropriate product.
But here's the thing
I
like about it. I don't think this is going to happen. I mean, the rule's out there. I think they have until September to fight it.
Tom
then
is being so selfish.
No, because it was all done 15 years ago.
He's being so selfish because
that's not
he's
selfish.
Saying it's better for our company because
no,
we act as a fduciary.
No,
yes,
that's not what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you know
it is. Yeah,
that's part of it.
It's between the lines. I can read.
Well, I like saying that. Well, Why don't they want to put your interest first? That's weird. But the thing I really like about it is it's raising more attention to this issue, because most people believe when they talk to their financial advisor or insurance agent or stockbroker or shoe salesman, that they think they're acting
in the interest. Hold on.
Sorry.
Is there a fiduciary shoe sales rule? I think not.
These boots are made for walking.
Ma'am, those little teeny tiny shoes look so good on you.
They're going to be real comfy until you fall off the
stretch.
That they think those people are, they're stunned when you tell them they don't have to put the client's interest first. Most people are absolutely fall down, couldn't believe it.
But they're friends of mine.
I go
to
church with them.
They're so nice.
I know. But most people are absolutely floored when you tell them that. Most. Not everybody. Most.
And
so this raises the issue again. It's good.
The funny thing is, the reality is, this is just so sad when you think about it. The majority, not just the majority, the vast majority.
Super majority.
Of people who provide financial advice for money are not, here's the key word, always required to act as your fiduciary.
Ah, the tricky part, because always. Most people are now duly registered so that they can say.
So they can say, I'm a fiduciary.
Sure.
And then what they neglect to do is speak the next word, which is sometimes.
All
sometimes.
The time. Sometimes. What you want to hear, what you want to read, what you want to know. And you don't get it.
Yeah. So I think this rule is great. I hope nobody messes with it, but I know the power of the insurance industry because, by the way, little history lesson, when the indexed annuity was invented, you know, the thing that I hate, because it sounds a lot like an investment, doesn't it? You get the return of the stock
absolutely.
Market with no risk. The Securities and Exchange Commission wanted to regulate that as an investment, not as an insurance thing, so it would be under national regulation.
And then?
The insurance industry spent hundreds of millions of dollars lobbying Congress to put the regulation of that under the states. Now, if they spend hundreds of millions of dollars to get the state to regulate their product as opposed to the feds, does that tell you something about the regulation that occurs at a state level? Are they really required to act as your fiduciary?
Or do they understand the product? Do they understand anything about this?
No, they really do not.
No.
And you know the funny thing about state insurance commissioners? Look at their resumes. Many of them were in the insurance business. Many of them go into the insurance business.
Tom and Don are talking real money. For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
And I just looked up Summerfield, North Carolina.
Oh, yeah. Is that on the route?
It is just north of Greensboro, North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
And Debbie and I will be staying just down the road in Mabane, North Carolina, which is not far away. So it is kind of on the route.
Well, and that's
we're going to be between Greensboro and Chapel Hill.
Wow. And then you just, all you do is send out a note and say, anonymous, come and see us.
Yeah. And then you won't be so anonymous anymore.
Wear something that you won't be recognized, I guess.
And actually, you do need to send me a note. I'm not going to tell you exactly where I'm going to be because a lot of these RV parks have rules about visitors, so I got to clear everybody. So if you want to come visit, literally, you're going to come visit me at a campsite, okay?
Well, and you insurance folks, you're going to have to go through a metal detector before you get near Don, just so you know. So.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Can I hire a bodyguard on Appella? Please.
Let's do it anyway. Find out. Yeah. Why not?
I need somebody.
See what happens.
I need somebody to follow me along in another trailer. I'll tow a trailer behind the trailer. I don't think you can do that. I think that's illegal.
Please don't. So, that won't fit in the Tom RV park. I'm sure of that.
Tom RV park.
That will not happen.
I didn't give the address. Did I?
No, I'm more worried about one of my neighbors who actually knows listens to the show is going to read.
Do your neighbors actually listen?
There's one I know that listens,
But is he gonna go, okay, there is no RV park at Tom's house. I love.
Or he's going to say, what's he doing?
Although
first he started the pizza thing, now the RV thing.
I've got an order in for that neon sign, the flashing neon sign with the little arrows that say RV park.
The guy across
Tom's
the street
RV
can be unhappy
park.
With that when he's trying to sleep at 2:30 in the morning.
Actually, I was thinking about a giant rooster that flashes on and off and his little mouth goes open and closed.
I'd love that.
Yeah.
Put that on the Appella bill, too. See what happens.
So check out the trip across the country coming up in July of 2024, going one way in July. And then I'm not sure what we're doing on the other way.
You got to go the other way.
We got to go back from Washington to...
But you don't know. Oh, you don't know the route.
I have no idea what the route will be. The
problem either be the northern route or the southern route,
The slow route or the fast route, too. We're going to take the southerner route. We're not going to go the same way back.
You're not going back the same way. Sure.
Because embedded in there is something my wife wants me to go to.
The second largest ball of yarn in the world?
I think that's in Iowa, and we're not going there. Not sure, though. No, it's my, get this. Oh, God, this hurts.
Oh, no, I already know what this is. I can see the pain etched in your face. This is the 50th anniversary.
50th reunion, high school reunion. Now, the reason I don't want
to
go.
To see who's still here.
No, but I went and looked at my yearbook, and I went,
no,
I don't know any of these people.
No.
I don't even remember them from high school.
Since I work three blocks from where I went to high school, then yes, I still see people.
Yeah, sure. I don't.
But, yeah, I could see that.
I don't. So I'm thinking.
And you're a theater nerd.
Theater nerds live in the theater. Actually, yeah, my senior year.
Not talking to people.
My senior year, I wasn't really a theater nerd. I was, I looked at my yearbook. I was the best actor in the school. I was in all the plays. I directed a play.
That sounds like theater.
I was on the forensics team. The speech and debate team.
Forensics?
They call it forensics, speech and debate.
Okay. Yeah,
God, you're a pill. I was the editor of the yearbook.
Hurry.
I was a writer for the newspaper. I was the editor of the literary journal. I don't know how I found time for all that stuff.
You're active. I'm go-getter.
Well done. Go to talkingrealmoney.com. Check out the trip. Also, meet with one of our advisors. It's really free, and there's no obligation. No sales pitch. Just go to talkingrealmoney.com. Click on Meet an Advisor.
The opinions and views expressed on this podcast were current on the date recorded. Opinions, estimates, forecasts, and statements of financial market trends that are based on current market conditions constitute our judgment and are subject to change without notice, including any forward-looking estimates or statements which are based on certain expectations and assumptions. Although information and opinions given have been obtained from or based on sources believed to be reliable, no warranty or representation is made as to their correctness, completeness, or accuracy. Information presented on the podcast is not personalized investment advice from Appella Wealth. The views and strategies described may not be suitable for everyone. This podcast does not identify all the risks, direct or indirect, or other considerations which might be material to you when entering any financial transaction. Past performance does not guarantee future results, and profitable results cannot be guaranteed. We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for informational, educational, and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. The podcast is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Appella Wealth, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Please see Appella Wealth ADV Part 2A on our website for information regarding Appella's fees and services. Appella Capital, LLC, DBA Appella Wealth, is an investment advisory firm registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission. The firm only transacts business in the states where it is properly registered or excluded or exempt from registration requirements. Registration with the SEC or any state securities authority does not imply a certain level of skill or training. Appella does not provide tax or legal advice, and nothing either stated or implied here should be inferred as providing such advice. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and important disclosure related to performance of any specific index or fund quoted in this podcast. And the lawyers get richer.